you looking for the spot to kick back, relax, and talk all things Southern Miss? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Everyday Eagles Podcast, the podcast for Southern Miss fans by Southern Miss fans.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Everyday Eagles Podcast. We are back to our regular shows. I know that y'all are super excited. But before I get too in-depth of what we're going to talk about, let me bring in my loving co-host, that Sultan of SWAT, Mr. Lane Brady. What's up, Lane?
What's up, Chuck? How you doing?
I'm good. My cell phone's not working right now. Is there any way you could pull up our Yahoo Fantasy Baseball and tell me who's winning the game right now?
Chuck, he went there. People, I will admit, Chuck's beating me. It's still early, okay? We still got another whole week behind this deal, but Chuck's up 6-4 right now in a roto league. So his pitching staff is doing absolutely ridiculous stuff.
Just call me Coach Oz of fantasy baseball.
I'm beating him in hitting, and he's beating me in pitching, but he's beating me worse in pitching than I'm beating him in hitting.
Yeah, I'm right there.
There's
I'm
your
right
rundown of
you.
Our matchup.
Well, so, what's up, Blaine? How are you, man? Are you good?
Good, man. Just doing my thing. Went to Disney World.
Did you?
It was a good time.
Was it? I got a few pictures of you in mouse ears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I put the mouse ears on for a few minutes. You got to. Here's my thing. If you didn't get a novelty t-shirt or mouse ears, did you really even go to Disney? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, you did.
I wore a novelty t-shirt the last day, Chuck. It was fantastic.
I got a picture of the novelty t-shirt. What did it?
I was proud of my novelty tee.
Was it Daddy Mouse? What did it say?
It said Dad. It just said Dad, but it had the Mickey Mouse ears as the A, and the D looked like Disney's uppercase D's.
Hey, this is a PG show. Don't be talking
easy,
about
easy. Magic Kingdom was my favorite, I think.
Really? See, Magic's not my favorite. I mean, it's good, but I like Animal Kingdom and Epcot.
All right, Epcot's fun. I liked Epcot a lot. I would say probably second favorite, but I don't know, man. There was something cool. Plus,
Guardians of the Galaxy is just a phenomenal
ride. It's the best roller coaster I think
I've ever been on. Yeah,
it was really good.
Very good, very good. I'm actually going back the end of April.
Pate is Mr. Disney. Care to weigh in?
Are you wearing a Disney shirt right now, Pate?
Actually, yes.
He is. I saw it. I didn't see it earlier. You see it now.
Yeah.
Yes. I actually am.
That's awesome. He's got the castle on the shirt. I like it. See, Pate's a novelty tee guy. It's good stuff, Pate.
Yeah.
Does yours say Dad, Pate?
No.
God,
are y'all trying to tell us something? Congratulations.
No. Easy.
No. No. Oh, man.
Are you a Magic Kingdom fan, Pate?
I am. I'm also a big fan of Hollywood Studios.
I like Hollywood.
Being the avid Star Wars nerd that I am, enjoyed Rise of the Resistance. That was a really good one.
That was a good fun one. If you like Star Wars, that's got to be your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, Mason got into Star Wars at Hollywood Studios. He had never even seen it before. He maybe put Star Wars on the plane ride home so he could see it.
Lane's failing as a dad. Never showed this kid Star Wars.
I guess
Wars.
I am. I didn't realize by the time they were six, they had to be exposed to Star Wars or else failing.
I mean, come on, kid.
So, how are things going with y'all, man? Chuck, anything new? Pate?
I was telling Pate before we got on, today we're recording on Easter Sunday, and the church that we go to is they do the sunrise service, shout out Grace Covenant and Purvis, but I had to wake up at 5:30, and I am not an early morning person at all, And so I'm like, I didn't get a nap, and I'm ready for bed. So if I start nodding off, listeners, and Peyton Lane just start yelling my name, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Absolutely. Well, man, I got us a guest tonight, Chuck.
Do you?
I got us a fun one. The guy I've been cheating on you with at the baseball games. The guy I've been sitting with at all these baseball games.
I didn't even know you were coming to baseball games. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I hurt Chuck's feelings, guys. I sat with somebody else at a baseball game, and it's
the feelings were hurt. You know, I got like 15 other people sitting around me. So
That's right.
All of your old friends came and sat with me. What was it, Saturday or Sunday?
They like you more than me, naturally. That's what that's got to mean.
Friday night. It was Friday night, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So. But anyway, I'm bringing a buddy of mine, Andrew Dunn, on the show. Andrew, welcome to the show, man.
Try to figure out my microphone. Thank you. It's very hard not to jump in. I'm hearing this conversation about Disney and the signature shirt. I have to say, I'm more of a Goofy hat kind of guy. I'm a little bit more vintage than that.
Goofy hat.
I'm not going to die on that hill. It's each their own, right?
Yeah, that's right. Are you a Star Wars guy, Andrew?
I am, but, you know, we can't ignore the fact Jar Jar Binks existed. Right. Like, some things are unforgivable.
They are.
Yeah. Don't even get me started.
And what was it? Episode 7 was like, you know, 4.2. It felt lazy. I don't know. I enjoy it, but I've learned to, like, temper expectations.
Right.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you feel free to send in plenty mailbag questions about Star Wars. I've got some catching up to do, though, over the next week. So I'm not gonna lie, I got genuinely confused when they went 4, 5, 6 and then went back before 4. And it lost me there. I know it's a simple concept, but it really wasn't to me. And I got totally lost in that whole deal. So I don't know.
All you gotta do is Google like which, you know, how to watch them in order, like if you want to do chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
I did Google that when I started watching with Mason after Disney, but in the moment, I didn't. Back when they came out.
God help him.
Imagine the downside, though, right, is the new ones. The kids don't appreciate the old ones because they see the new ones with all the CGI.
You gotta start them off with the originals. I mean, you really do.
Started with episode 4, and Mason kept saying, "Where's the baby Yoda at?" And I was like, "Dude, that's like
that's in the Mandalorian.
Is that even in the actual Star Wars movies?
Not even the movies.
It's just Mandalorian, right?
Yeah.
So I turned Mandalorian on. I was like, "Okay, fine. You want to see that? Let's put it on." I put it on, and Mason's sitting there the whole time like, "Now, who are these people?" I'm like, "Dude, I have no idea, Mason. I'm sorry. I don't know." So we're lost over here, people.
It's lost. All right. It's all right.
Just a little bit.
So, well, Andrew, we like to ask all our guests a couple questions here. The first one I'll ask is, why are you an everyday Eagle? In other words, why are you a Southern Miss fan?
No, that's a valid question. So I guess a lot of it comes back to the fact that I'm from Hattiesburg. I grew up just really a few blocks away from Forest General, on Windsor Drive. I think it's the Acadia Sunset neighborhood now, since every neighborhood has a name, right? So went through there, and, you know, Southern was right down the corner, so it was easy entertainment for the family. And, you know, as I got older, I would appreciate more and more the whole David versus Goliath history that we had. And when I went to school there, you know, I'd try to go as many kinds of games as I could, and it just kind of stuck with me. It's kind of cheesy if I say, you know, Golden Fever or Gold Rush, but, you know, it's legitimate.
I dig it. Well, so the next question is actually part of a mailbag question, Lane. So I feel like we should just wait and do that question with a mailbag. Otherwise, he'll be repeating it twice.
That's fair.
I'm always fair. That's fair. I'm a Libra.
Yeah, we always ask what your favorite Southern Miss moment is, but yeah, we did have that in a mailbag question. So That brings us to the last part here, Andrew. Tell us about yourself, man. Any family, what you do for a living, all that good stuff. Just tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm from here. I actually finished up high school down in Orlando, Florida. My mom and I moved there. So I finished up, came back for college. Then I spent a year as a high school science teacher. Then I went through med school, and I work here at a Hasbro Clinic. I'm a pathologist. So I've been here for, gosh, almost 4 years back in town. So it's kind of cool to see how the city has changed being away for 10 years or more. My wife, she's originally from Prentice. She's a smart one. She's the dentist in town. She's got her own little shop she set up a little bit over a year ago out in West Hattiesburg, Lamar Dental. And, that's been kind of my, unpaid side hustle, being a marketing officer and all sorts of things, but it's been pretty fun. Mm-hmm. And then we're on countdown mode. You know, we are estimated day to 425. So we have a baby girl on the way. So
congratulations.
Thank you. So yeah, that'll awesome. Be fun. I'm open to any kind of unsolicited advice or mansplaining, as it's called now.
Oh man, it's it ain't hard, right? You got it. Are you sleeping good right now?
Yeah, so far, both of us are, so we'll good. See. I'm hoping it's one of those kids that sleeps through the night, but yeah, enjoy walking in.
Enjoy that. Yeah. So that's awesome.
I've got a bunch of nieces and nephews, so I'm a little bit, I'm not completely in the dark on what's about to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Andrew's a big basketball fan too, guys. He goes to the Pelicans games, right, Andrew?
Yeah, I think for about the third year now, we've been doing like the weekend ticket package. You go to 12 weekend games, so it works better with the schedule. I went down this past Thursday night. We saw the Bucks game with my nephew, and that was really fun. Man, Giannis is just like a completely different thing in person. I mean, you see him on the highlight reel, but just to see it live, a 7-foot guy, is insane.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Well, good deal, man. We're excited to have you on. Remind us again, your wife's dental clinic. Just give it a shout out. Where can people find it? What's the name of it?
Yeah, it's Lamar Dental. She's out west. They're built, I guess it's that new Genesis dealership. It's right across from you at Ford Toyota over there by Benson Steakhouse. So pretty easy to get to from the road.
Good deal. Fun fact, Chuck. Okay. Andrew's wife is actually putting a crown on one of my teeth tomorrow. So
that is a fun fact.
Yeah, she's my dentist now. So we flipped, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. Okay. So went to go see her. I broke half a tooth off chewing on a sunflower seed. So, there you go. As long as sunflower seeds are being processed, she's got job security.
No doubt.
Take it, man.
So, well, Chuck mentioned it earlier, guys. We got some mailbag questions, right, Chuck?
We do, a few, actually.
And we got some fun ones.
We sure do.
Where you at, Pate?
We sure do.
Hot damn! Yeah! So, it's been a minute since we've had some mailbag. That's going to be fun.
We have. So, we've got quite a few tonight. So, we'll start off with one from... Was it Jansen Bounds?
Yeah, Jansen Bounds.
Jansen
he sent
Bounds.
This to me in a text.
Okay, awesome. So Jansen wrote in and asked, if you guys played baseball, what would your walk-up song be?
All right. So what I've done, guys, since I was coaching softball, right, Chuck?
Where you were.
I downloaded. Yeah. I mean, we're still playing, but I downloaded this Ballpark DJ app on my phone where you make walk-up songs on it. Because there was a time about a couple weeks ago where I thought we were going to have to use my phone for music. Turned out we didn't. But I still had the app. So I messaged the guys, listeners, and got our walk-up songs, and I'm actually going to play them for you so you hear them. Y'all ready? We're going to start with Chuck.
All right.
All right, so that's a joke, because Chuck sent that to me at first, and I was like, Are you being serious? So he was like, no, man, here it is. He sent me his real one.
Like, if you were about to face a pitcher and that was the pitcher song, like, could you stop laughing? It reminds me, was it, oh gosh, I don't think it was Kyle Maxey, but it was that I shot Bambi or whatever.
Yeah. 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 Somebody had Lion King at one point. That was good. Here's Chuck's actual song, people.
The actual song.
Here it is.
Yeah, boy.
That's good stuff, man. That's good. I like it, Chuck. Of course, Chuck, tell us the name of the song.
Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio.
That's a good one. It's a good one. That's a classic.
That is a classic.
It's a classic. All right, then you got me.
It's going to be him.
You know what it is, Chuck. Don't act like you're confused. You don't have to watch wrestling to know Stone Cold Steve Austin when you hear it, son. That's the bottom line, because Wayne Brady said so.
Never heard of it.
It's also universal.
That's a universal song. Dude, it's good stuff now. It's good. When that song comes on, you know a can is about to be opened on that fastball that gets thrown. You just know it. All right, next we got Pate.
Yep.
Give us the name of the song and the artist, Pete.
That would be Bring That Fire by Warhol.
By Warhol. My wife heard it earlier as I played all these for her jokingly, and she was like, I was like, which one do you like better? Yours, mine surprisingly was at the bottom of the list.
Oh, well, I can't who would imagine
why. Right.
Who would have thought? It's not like she hears it all the time in your house.
That's not the first time.
Yeah. Yours was pretty high. Mine was at the bottom. So, for what it's worth, I think Andrew's was at the top, though. So, I'm going to play Andrew's now.
Mm.
Let's hear it.
Uh-oh. Why ain't it playing? It's supposed to be playing. Try again. Yes, guys.
That's a good one, too.
The expectant dad picked Big Papa as his walk-up song.
All right, it was a little on the nose, but it worked for Keanu, right? For Hardball.
It did.
That's right.
I mean, there you go.
I can ride or die if he can do it.
Come on.
Hey, that's one of the saddest baseball movies out there, too.
So,
yeah, I didn't mean to kill the mood.
No.
You didn't kill the mood. G-Baby, he's still alive in our hearts.
He is. He's in our hearts.
You know, so that's a good one, man. That's a good one. So that's your four, guys. Obviously, Andrew, he went with Big Papa. Who sings that again? Remind me. Is it Notorious B.I.G.?
It's Notorious.
It's Notorious. For some reason, I had Biggie Smalls in my head, but it's Notorious. That's right. So,
listeners, let us know which one was your favorite.
Yeah, let's make a post, Pete. Boom, since you ain't got enough work to do. make a post.
Let us know why it wasn't Lane's.
Why was it Lane's?
Yeah, why was Lane's at the bottom of your list?
Hey. Guys, Stone Cold Steve Austin is an icon. You don't even. The baseballs themselves would be shaking when they heard the glass shatter. That's what happens. So,
it's hijacking. But what were some backups? Because I had like different ones for, did I want to screw the pitcher or did I want to like pump myself up?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, fun fact, guys. The guy who sent the question is, I'm full of them tonight, Chuck. Fun fact after fun fact. Fun fact. Jansen Bounds, the guy who sent it in, when he was playing baseball, he was a high school player. His walk-up song was Big Papa. I didn't tell you that when you sent it to me, Andrew. I didn't tell you that to you when you sent it. But that was his. So I'm sure he would agree with yours as number one.
Mine was almost This Is War by 30 Seconds to Mars.
Mm.
It's a great song.
I actually had that one already cropped, ready to go, and then he sent the other one. So I flipped it.
Well, I sent three, I think. Like,
yeah.
So.
All right. Well, thank you, Jansen.
All right. Yes, thank you, Jansen. We got some more here. Patrick Beardman has written in again.
Patrick's going to come on the show soon, guys. I've been working on him. He's coming on the show.
All right, Patrick wrote in a couple of questions. First one he wrote in was, name your top three Southern Miss sports moments that you were in attendance for.
Ooh, the twist. There. You had to be there.
You had to be there for it.
That eliminates a few moments from a lot of people. Like, there were...
Right.
There's been some big road game moments that people can't say. All right.
Yeah.
Who's ready for it? Chuck, are you ready? You got your answer ready? All right, go ahead, Chuck.
I think we all know what my number one is, and that's when Southern Miss beat LSU to go to the Super Regional.
Yep.
My number two, and I can't remember what year this was, and I don't want to say because it'll date myself. I was in college, but it's the year we beat Memphis in basketball and stormed the court. I may or may not have been on the court. I will not confirm.
I was there too.
See.
We probably ran side by side.
Probably. And my last one, I tried to show some love. Beating La Tech to secure the championship game for football at La Tech when we just exploded on offense, and Todd Monken made it the championship. And then I'm gonna give an honorable mention to my girls' senior game, at softball. So my little group. That was a meaningful moment.
Okay.
Pate, what were your top three that you were in attendance?
Okay, so
Chuck, tell the people at the regional in LSU, Chuck, who'd you sit with? Go ahead and tell them.
Pate.
You sat with me too.
I know. I just kidding. And lame.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be seen with him either. So can't say I blame you.
It was a hot day, but we had a fun group of guys together that
day to enjoy that moment. Go ahead, Pate. Your top three.
Top three. It had to go back to LSU. You know, us beating them at Pete Taylor Park was absolutely insane. That's probably my favorite. And then a few years ago, we got beat by Mississippi State. Didn't we get kicked out of the regional? Didn't they beat us? And then we came back and swept them the next year. So that's my number two. And then I would also have to say, from this previous year, being at the Whiteout game at Reed Green Coliseum, us beating Louisiana, that place was just on fire. So those are my top three.
Why?
Yeah, go.
Andrew, go. Solid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
my computer's being stupid. I'm sorry. Let me get my mic. Okay.
Blame the computer.
Keep going. Andrew, you were next. Sorry, my computer's being weird. Let me fix it.
I have to agree. Mine was that regional game. I totally skipped work early. We went to that and we're dying in that heat. But I mean, like, what an awesome series, especially after, you know, that first night game that we played against LSU to come back and backs against the wall. I'm going to dig a little bit deep. I'm going to think about, I can't remember the year. It may have been 2008, 2009, but coming back when we were down 17 against Virginia in football, that was a big game.
That's a good one.
To beat the ACC team. And of course, then we go and beat them on the road when we have that next one. But that was it was just one of those games where you're like, oh, man, we're down by 17. But there was just something in the air that day that, you know, we were going to get through it. And then I would also say the New Orleans Bowl, Fedora's first year, just that comeback game against Troy was, you know, that kind of just sparked some excitement into the situation.
All three good ones. All three of them. All right, Andrew, where do you sit for football games usually?
I don't go too much. So, judgment can rain down.
no judgment.
No, I was just curious if you had like certain seats you normally sat in or anything for those.
No, I mean, obviously I went a lot in college and sometimes med school, I try to come down and go to games, but you know, I've been gone for so long. We hadn't gone to too many. I think the last one I went to was that Thursday night game. Over a year ago, was it ULL they played? Yeah.
Yeah. I got you. All right. My top three guys. Number one, beating Houston in Houston for the 2011 conference championship.
And you were there.
I worked for the team. I was a manager.
Were you on the field by any chance?
Chuck does this every time because I bring it up every time.
I never knew this.
I was a ball boy for the game, guys. Thank you for asking, Chuck. Yes, I was a ball boy for that game. I still have my T-shirt that says conference championship on it.
I'm working that game. This is not a rerun.
It is not a rerun. This is live.
This is why you're telling the story again.
I have the ring right back here from us winning it somewhere in this room. In my office right here. But yeah, it was just awesome to win the conference championship, man. Just knowing you're going to get that ring and all that stuff, and you know, I was on the sideline with the guys. You'd have thought we were playing the Green Bay Packers, man. When they came running out, just Case Keenum. You had Keenum for Heisman signs all over the place. Everybody was going crazy about their quarterback over there at Houston, and then we just came out and Jamie Collins body slammed him early and like sent the tone. And really, man, it was just a fun day. It really was. The guys really showed up and bowed their necks and went after them and didn't show any backing down to them. So that's my number one. My number two would be beating Florida in the Gainesville Super Regional. I was there. I did not go to Omaha that year because I blew my budget going to Gainesville. So we went to Gainesville, me and probably three of my college buddies. I was in college at the time. I think I was a sophomore. We all loaded up a car and drove to Gainesville and went to the Super Regional and sat up there and watched us send them home after two games. And it was fun. And you know, I distinctly remember screaming out, "I'm quitting my job to go to Omaha," because I had a summer job at the time. Did not quit my job. Did not go to Omaha.
Quit his job.
those both turned out to be false. But yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. And then my third one would be, this one's going to go back a little bit. 2003. I was in probably 7th or 8th grade, maybe, beating TCU. Beating TCU at home in football, tearing the goalpost down. That was just a really cool moment. So that's the three. I was sitting with my dad and my mom and my sister, and we were in Section B. I just remember, like, our tickets were always in Section B back then. And I was sitting right there and had a perfect view of them tearing that goalpost down. So that's my three.
Awesome. Well, Patrick had one more question for us, and he asked, what is the worst Southern Miss moment that you were in attendance for?
Of course.
Mm.
So if you got best, you gotta go worst, man. It's the plight of the Eagles, right?
So you're worst.
Plight of the Eagles.
Mm.
All right, Chuck, kick us off. What's the worst one?
Well, there are, you know, being a Southern Miss fan, there are several that I can list. Do y'all want one like recent, or you want an old school one?
Up to you, man. Dealer's choice.
Well, I nothing broke my heart more than losing to Tennessee in that game 35-0.
Yeah.
For Scott Barry's last game. I think all the other losses before that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, like, just felt personal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because everybody wanted Scott to go to Omaha. Whether he won or not, everybody wanted him to go.
Right. That's true.
And they were so, so close. You know, I think there were runners at first and second with one out. And We just missed a lot of opportunities there, and I just hated that for Scott.
Yep.
I think in my years of being a fan, which dates back to like elementary school for me, that team we had last year was the best all around team we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the one to go, you know.
So no, you're right.
All right, Pete. What's the worst moment as a Southern Miss fan? Thanks, Patrick. We love this question. Go ahead, Pete.
I'm definitely inclined to agree with Chuck. I'm kind of torn between that and then losing to the school up north, who shall not be named, that ended up winning the series that year. You know, we could have prevented that, but, you know, if I had to pick between the two, it would probably be the loss against Tennessee, because I do agree with Chuck that, you know, Scott's last season, you know, he had just announced he was going to be retiring and all that, and everyone wanted him to win. Everyone wanted to go to Omaha, but, you know, that other one the year before, I mean, good Lord, because that school did not deserve to be in the regional at all.
Dude, they didn't even
they pulled out that SEC honey to get there. I mean, there's just
bad.
It shouldn't have happened. So,
yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Those were both truly terrible times, Pete. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, what truly terrible time comes to your mind to be a Southern Miss fan?
Yeah, God, you think about those last two baseball season injuries. Those are pretty rough. I mean, I don't know. I was pretty happy with the fact that we got to host a Super Regional and win a game at home in the Super Regional. But yeah, that hurt for Barry. Because what a great job he did. Just a good all around guy and for the community. But and I share Pate's just like ruthless aggression against the year before. You know, because it felt like, hey, the other two got it. God, it's got to be our turn, right? But
right. Exactly.
Well, let's see, man. I dug in a little bit to some of the history best I could. I mean, can we count anything from Els Johnson's year? I mean, that entire year is a horrible memory.
We hired Ellis Johnson.
we bring the SEC Grandpa Boomer to come in and like just talk down to the players and do absolutely nothing, and then he still gets paid from us while he goes to Auburn. Which is kind of ironic, you know, the whole SEC welfare trend is continuing. But, yeah, I would say that or just the – what was that, the 2003 Liberty Bowl with Utah? That hurt.
That was bad.
That was bad. And that was one I was at, so that was rough.
We interviewed Dustin Allman on the show – when was that, Chuck? Last summer?
Last summer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely asked him about the penalty he got against the defensive line. Do you remember that, Andrew, by any chance? Dustin Allman literally kicked a defensive lineman after a play. Your quarterback got a sportsmanlike conduct for kicking a defensive tackle. It was fantastic.
You know, it was a bit of a blur. That's almost, you know, that's 21 years ago, which is kind of horrible to say out loud, right? But, Yeah, that was rough.
Allman had that dog in him, son. He kicked that D line and didn't even care. So, all right, that comes to me. And, guys, there have been two times ever in my fandom, which y'all know this about me, I don't ever stop talking, but there have been two Southern Miss moments. Chuck, that was a jab on myself. I figured you'd appreciate that.
I'm very proud of you, Lane, very proud.
There were two times. Twice in my Southern Miss fandom.
Is that what two times means?
That's what it means. Where I literally left the ballpark speechless. And it was, one of them was losing to Memphis. When we went back and forth and back and forth and had them on the ropes, should have beat them. Lost to them. I was in college. I can't remember the year. I just remember I was up there yelling all kinds of stuff at them the whole game. And they pulled away at the last minute and beat us. And then my actual answer to this question, in my mind, is the worst loss we've ever had in all three sports. And that was getting beat by Mississippi State in our regional. I think it was 2017, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah, I remember being Arkansas for that.
Mm-hmm.
We've nicknamed it the Nightmare on 4th Street is what it's been nicknamed. And guys, to this day, like I told you, I was speechless after two events, the basketball game and then that one. To this day, every time a pop-up happens in the infield, I have PTSD from that ball game. It just, you had them on the ropes, man. Anytime there's a bang-bang play at first base now, or anytime there's a pop-up on the infield, my mind immediately goes back to that game and how we had those two plays go against us.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting right below the speakers, like in Section A, I believe, right there, like whenever it happened. I remember the bang-bang play at first where they called Braley out. I remember the pop-up that Berdow missed. I remember Berdow hitting a home run to lead the game off, and we're like, he's back. We're about to blow these dudes out. And to me, that's the worst loss in my fandom I've ever experienced just because of who it was and the moment and how we lost.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Thank you, Patrick. That was fun walking back down memory lane with that one.
Absolutely. Well, Lane, we've got one more question for you, sir. And can you guess who it's from?
I told Andrew this would happen. I told him earlier. I said that somebody's going to spread. I said they never tell me when someone sends one directly to me. I just find out. Go ahead.
And I'm sure you can guess who it's from.
Is it the Deb?
It's Deb.
You should have two more questions, Pete.
Oh, do we?
Don't forget about Amber's.
Well, we'll get to hers next.
Little
Debbie.
Send me something, Little Debbie. What you got?
And Little Debbie asks, when would Lane be willing to coach the Little Debbie-sponsored softball team?
Hey, Little Debbie, I'm a little busy right now, but next year I got you.
I don't know if you'd want Lane to coach the softball team.
Easy.
Maybe football. Maybe the Pee Wee football team.
I got you, Debbie. All day.
You got to pay him in fudge rounds, though.
Next spring. I receive payment in fudge rounds, but I'm in.
Zebra cakes all the way.
I'll take zebra. I never met a Little Debbie I didn't like. I mean, to be fair.
Lane.
Good God. And then,
I love these interactions with Little Debbie, whoever you are.
Oh, man. Okay.
You're my favorite.
Is that y'all's troll? Is Little Debbie your troll?
I don't know who Little Debbie is. I thought it was Chuck at one point and Pete at one point. They both proved me wrong. I thought it was Dirty at one point and he proved me wrong. So I really don't know who it is, but it's my favorite listener right now. It's a mystery. It keeps coming back.
That's right. Must be a very loyal fan there. And then Amber Johnson, why do you do this to me? All right. When are you
good
guys?
Good question, Amber. Keep asking.
And to be fair, it's not just Amber asking this question. There's several people who have asked Lane and I this question.
Lord help me. All right. When are you guys going to do video podcasts? Good God. That's just more work for me to do.
Not if we go live.
Give the people what they want, Pete.
Live
they want to see us.
We're doomed after that. I mean,
that's fine. Well, we're not editing these shows anymore, so we might as well just. Yeah, might as well just go live and let everybody see our lovely faces.
All right, Lane.
You're asking a lot out of me to dress up decently for a show, though.
Yeah, we're just lucky.
Look, yeah. I'm just glad you have underwear on tonight.
That's right.
That's the
Amber, short answer is as soon as we can talk Peyton into giving it a shot. Lane and I are 100%
on board. We've been on it. We're all bored. You got two of the three on board right now, but unfortunately, the smartest person in the room and the one who actually makes it happen.
The one that can actually
on
make it happen.
Neither one of us know how to do it. So,
I'm going to call, we'll go, call Dominic from the Sunbelt Syndicate and see if he'll teach us.
There you go.
You're on your own then.
To the top talk, did it? Surely we can.
We'll see. We'll see what we can do. But yeah,
we'll talk to him.
We'll figure it out. But that is all the questions that have been sent in this week. Anyone that would like to submit a question, you can follow us on the Facebook at Everyday Eagles Podcast. You can find us on the Twitter or the X, whatever you want to call it, at Everyday_Eagles. Send us a message there. or you can email us directly at everydayeaglespodcast@gmail.com. So we love answering your questions.
We ready to get the Holy Cow segment going? Fire it up, Pate.
Holy cow!
Chuck, what Golden Eagle athlete made you say holy cow this past week?
Well, I'm going to give some love to the softball team and Miss Hannah Borden. Hannah, if I'm not mistaken, is now the all-time home run leader for Southern Miss softball. And I think she's batting like 380-something. I mean, girl is on fire right now. That hasn't really translated into a whole lot of wins just yet, but she's a catcher for Southern Miss softball. So I'm going to give it to Hannah.
Yeah, she has video game stats right now. My computer's glitching on me, so I can't pull them up, but I had them pulled up earlier. They are very impressive, though. So, good deal. Keep it up, Hannah. All right. Andrew, what Golden Eagle athlete made you say holy cow this past week?
I have to say Peyton with that, you know, just bomb he threw all the way out to third base. Was that the Friday night game? I mean, just impressive, man.
It was
you know, kind of like the Saturday, right, because the series got moved up. But just insane throw. Didn't even need the relay. Just went straight to third. Timing, speed, everything was just beautiful, man.
Oh, yeah. He's a good one now. And, he had a good weekend. He did. So, all right. And then mine, we talked about this before the show. This guy's played a little bit of all the positions, but Nick Monastir, they've moved him a little bit around a little bit. But when you look at his stats, guys, over the past week, he had a hit in every game this past week. And he had RBIs in every game except for the last game, except for the Saturday game versus Troy. That's pretty impressive. So I'm going to go with Nick Monastir as my Holy Cow Player of the Week. So, Pate, are we ready to roll to the Can't Wait segment?
Let's roll to the Can't Wait segment.
Can't wait!
Chuck, what can you not wait to see this week?
I cannot wait for Lane's internet to start working correctly.
And no. You see why we can't do video? Because that's going to be
talking that whole time, guys. And I was like, my Wi-Fi is definitely off right now.
This is why we can't do video.
We can do video. We're going to try video. We're gonna try it one time.
Going to see that, and then half the time Lane's going to be lagging, just letting you know.
That's fine. I'm all right. Lane lags anyway.
It's a great profile picture.
It does, yeah.
Lane lags.
Yeah. Lane's gonna make fun of me.
Sure I am.
I'm ready for some redemption against Ole Miss, and I thought the game was sooner than May. But I guess it's like May 14th. I looked it up today. I was thinking it was the next week or two, but I was wrong. But redemption. I had to see how we fare against South Alabama. It's always scary to play South Alabama because they're just our kryptonite sometimes.
They seem to bring out the worst in us.
Right.
So, all right. Go ahead, Andrew. What can you not wait to see this week?
It's great, Chuck. I kind of just want to see how the team responds this week. You know, they won a series. Hate they didn't get the sweep, but hoping they can get one this week and keep pushing those wins up.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I can't wait to see what our softball team does with Coastal Carolina this weekend, which Chuck's going to talk a little bit more about that, and we'll cover it in the rundown. But Coastal Carolina is 20-15 on the year. They're not a bad softball team, but it is a series that we could win and have a big conference win under our belt. So I can't wait to see how our softball team plays this weekend. So, Does that bring us to the rundown?
Run it down.
All right, let's do the rundown.
Beep, beep.
There you go. Chuck, tell us what happened with baseball last week and who do we have this week?
Well, obviously, Southern Miss took 2 out of 3 from Troy and Coach Meade, who, you know, does Coach Meade have something on those umpires? Because he argued all weekend. Oz said like one thing and they gave him a warning. Did y'all see that? I think it was like maybe Saturday they gave him a warning after saying one thing. And like Meade came out like 4 or 5 times and they didn't give him a warning. So I don't, Sunbelt, look into that. But obviously Southern Miss sits at 18-10 on the season, 6-3 in conference. That makes us tied for third place in the conference. We are right there with Coastal Carolina with 6-3 wins. Interesting enough, the teams in first and second, fun fact, Lane.
Fun fact, I love them.
We've not played 3 of the top 4 teams right now. So they're all coming. So we've got some hard baseball coming our way.
We do.
With Louisiana, who's in first place, they're like on a 10-game win streak, 11-game win streak. And then Georgia State, who's come out of nowhere, in my opinion. We play Georgia State next weekend after South Alabama.
Louisiana's been kind of a weird, like, they are red hot right now.
They are. Like, almost like tamale hot.
Yeah.
Are we sticking with just baseball, or you want me to go into softball right now?
Yeah, let's stick with baseball for a minute. Okay. I'll give you all my so obviously we got a pretty big midweek game this week, but I want to jump into the weekend series because those are the ones that matter, you know, the most of all these. And so when we look at this guy, South Alabama, the players you've got to watch for in this lineup are I just had it pulled up, my computer being weird. Okay. So South Alabama guys, when you look at them, the main players to watch for here, they're leaders, and they don't really have a 300 hitter in their lineup. So their top hitters, really, as far as batting average goes, is Brennan Holt. He's batting 289. Only 2 homers, though. They got 2 guys with 6 homers. That's their home run leaders. That'd be Lucas Ismaili and Will Turner. So those are their home run leaders. They do like to swipe some bags, though. They've got 1, 2, 3 guys with over 10 steal attempts on the year. They've had mixed success there. Their best base stealer is Joseph Sullivan, number 7. So when those guys are on the bags, you got to be watching for stolen bases, those kind of things. And then, pitching-wise, I looked at their pitching statistics, guys. A lot of guys sitting around the 4s and 5s ERAs. Got an opportunity here to have a good weekend. But again, as we mentioned before, it's South Alabama. And they brought out the worst in us before, hadn't they, Chuck? So
they have.
Hopefully our guys show up and take care of business. So I think we're good to move on to softball now, Chuck.
Softball arrived. Or Andrew, do you have anything you want to add to baseball?
No, I pretty much agree. I mean, it sounds like on paper, you know, it should be a solid weekend, but at the end of the day, just got it played out.
Yes, it's going to be interesting. We got some tough baseball coming our way for sure. Clicking over to softball, their record is 15-18, and they are 4-5 in the conference. They are tied for 6th place right now. And they play Nichols on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, it's Tuesday, and then go to Coastal Carolina this weekend. So maybe Hannah can add to her home run tally.
Oh yeah, man, that'd be good. Again, big conference weekend here. Looking at some of the key players here for Coastal. I think their best hitter would be India Smith. She's a good player right there for them. My computer's kind of going down right now. I don't really know what it's doing. Okay, I got it up now. Okay. So their best hitter Sorry, guys. I feel like my computer's killing me right now. All right, so best hitter average-wise is India Smith. She's got a .338 batting average. Pretty impressive here. Their best base stealer is Delaney Keith. She is 13 for 14 on stolen base attempts. Got another one, though, the 7 for 7 on stolen base attempts with Libby Pippen. So she's a good player. And then their best home run hitter is Ayana De Jesus. So she has 7 home runs. So that's their best hitters. See if I can get their pitchers pulled up here. I do. Their pitcher, their ace is going to be Rayleigh Brabham with an ERA of 2.33. Not a ton of strikeouts there. I think we can hit her a little bit, hit her around a little bit. And then Nicolette Picon is their second pitcher. She's got 3.34 ERA. Again, neither one of them, all their pitchers have more innings pitched than Ks. They're not averaging one K per inning. So I think our girls have a chance to put the bat on the ball. Just hopefully it'll go our way some this weekend. So that's what you're looking for.
Party on, Wayne.
Yep. Yeah. And so that's about it there for sports there. Andrew, anything else you want to add?
Can't think of much in terms of what's coming up. You know, fun fact, I feel horrible for admitting this when I, you know, was answering all the intro, but one of my part-time jobs was I was a tutor for a lot of the athletes. So I'm not saying I kept a lot of guys eligible, but I'm not saying that either.
So what you're saying is you are the main reason why our athletic department is as successful as it is.
At least 20 years ago.
Yeah, of course.
That's back when we were good.
That's right. So, people, you can thank Andrew for everything. No, that's cool, though, man. That's cool. Good deal. Well, Chuck, is there anything else left you want to cover tonight?
I don't recollect. What about y'all? Pate, you got anything?
I think we're good.
I can't say that I do.
All right. Well, I guess we will wrap it up. Thanks so much, Andrew, for coming on the show. We were happy to have you. Feel free to come back anytime.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's good to be back, man. We're going to try to get on a regular routine again, people, so you get an episode every week, at least one.
You were just recorded, Lane. I just want you to know that.
I know. We're going to try. We're going to do our best.
Yeah, do our best. Do your best. Do your best.
It's a good walk-up song.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What is it from?
Is it Just Friends?
I don't know.
I think it's Just Friends.
I didn't see that movie.
Wow. Very good movie. Well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Pate, for making us sound look good. And he'll be making us look really good. And maybe the next week or two, we'll see if we can't...
I'm going to dress fantastically for that first episode.
I tell you what, Pate, if you do it, Lane will wear a penguin costume.
On the first episode.
No, this has
I'll
to happen.
We need a penguin costumed out.
We need a penguin costume first.
I have an agreement. Yes, you heard her.
I will wear it on the show.
There you go.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking.
This is happening.
This is the only time I've ever actually agreed to the penguin costume.
There needs to be a costume, or otherwise it's not happening.
I will work on getting it tomorrow. I will break it out of the closet and make sure it's
I will have it on
nice and dirty
for the
and clean.
First video episode we have, I will have the penguin costume on.
There's a Billy Madison quote, then just don't even bother. It's too damn hot for a penguin.
I mean, there's got to be one, right? Stop looking at me, Swads.
Anyway, we're going to go before we lose it too much. But thank y'all so much. We will listen and talk to y'all next week. Don't forget to send us some mailbag questions and some show ideas. Yeah, send them in. So Lane will have more stories to tell.
You're my favorite, Little Debbie.
Little Debbie, why don't you ask next week if Lane has ever been to Houston?
On the field.
On the field. Sideline as a ball boy.
Sideline. I would love to tell that story sometime when we have time, guys.
And how Jamie Collins Diamond Dallas.
He did. He body slammed that dude. It was good.
Hey, shout out to JC, right, man.
Yeah, Jamie Collins.
For sure.
Come on,
he retired,
show, Jamie.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he retire?
Yeah. I think so.
Well, it's a couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, good night, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have a happy Easter. I hope you got a great time with your family today. Got some Jesus. But until next time, we will talk to you later. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Thank you for checking out the Everyday Eagles podcast, the podcast for Southern Miss fans by Southern Miss fans. Be sure to subscribe and follow our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and share this podcast with a fellow Golden Eagle. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Everyday Eagles Podcast and follow us on Twitter at @Everyday_Eagles. To learn more about the podcast or to inquire about being a guest on the show, visit our website at edepodcast.com. Thanks again for joining us today. We will catch you next time on the Everyday Eagles Podcast. And as always, Southern Miss to the top.